Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
Parliament began the week with the Prime Minister under attack on two fronts. First, he faced questions from opposition leader Phil Goff on the potential for foreign ownership of shares in state assets.
Mr. Speaker, to the Prime Minister, if he sells shares in the state assets to local investors at a lower price, what action will he take to stop those local investors flipping on those shares at a higher price to foreign investors, which is exactly what happened when Contact Energy shares were sold?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Well, that raises an interesting question that we've also raised with Treasury and the number of options that might be available to the government to ensure that's not the case.
The Honourable Leader of the Opposition.
Mr. Speaker, can the Prime Minister explain what those options are?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, not today.
The Honourable Leader of the Opposition.
Is the Prime Minister really saying to the House that he has no idea at all and actually he intends for those shares to end up in the hands of foreign investors?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
No, it means that the government's considering advice from the Treasury. But if we want to start talking about things, why doesn't Phil Goff talk about his capital gains tax today then?
That invitation was taken up not by Phil Goff, but by the Greens co-leader Russell Norman following this warning for a noisy national backbencher from the Speaker.
Before I go to question number 8, can I simply say to Paul Quinn at the back of the House there that some of those interjections do not add anything. Question number 8, Dr. Russell Norman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
The Greens co-leader had this question for the Prime Minister.
Does he stand by his statement that a capital gains tax would be a dagger through the heart of growth?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
This is for yes.
After Mr. Key said a capital gains tax would be a big blow to the economy, Russell Norman had more questions on the same theme.
When the OECD recommended that we tax capital gains in a consistent and comprehensive way, were they proposing to put a dagger through the heart of the economy? When the Treasury recently recommended that we make our tax system fairer by introducing a comprehensive tax on capital gains, was the Treasury proposing to put a dagger through the heart of our economy? When the Capital Market Development Task Force recommended implementing a capital gains tax to create a level playing field for savings and investment decisions, were they proposing to put a dagger through the heart of our economy?
But Mr. Key was staunch in opposition to a capital gains tax.
If one puts a capital gains tax on buildings, if one puts a capital gains tax on investment properties but not on family homes, if one puts a capital gains tax on businesses and shares and all of those other things, I'll tell you what it does. Slow down growth.
Question time was followed by the third and final reading of the Weathertight Homes Resolution Services Financial Assistance Package Amendment Bill, National's answer to a problem which, as Rhys Lyon reports, Building Minister Maurice Williamson said was nobody's fault.
Mr. Williamson said the leaky homes debacle had stemmed from a decision made in the 1990s that meant builders weren't required to use treated timber.
It was a decision taken by a subcommittee of Standards New Zealand. The proposal was put up by a number of the timber companies saying, we don't need to keep treating timber. The Standards Committee decided it would become an acceptable solution under the Building Act and the Building Code, and not a single politician was involved in the decision.
Mr. Williamson said this bill was the answer to the leaky homes problem.
It's the culmination of a huge amount of work by officials and teams of people working with local bodies, working with banks, working with a whole lot of others to get to finally a package that could be agreed on that would allow people to get out of the traps that they've been caught in, finding themselves in a leaky home and unable to do anything about it.
Though the assistance package was not mandatory.
If some people want to pursue the legal aspects and go through the litigation path, they can still. That has not been closed off to them. This is, I believe, a very fair and balanced option from the government that people can take. Sir, it's a very proud day for me to be in this House speaking on the financial assistance package for Weathertight Homes.
Buildings Minister Maurice Williamson ending that report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.